And as he sat at the table with them, sharing the Passover meal, Jesus said, I assure you that one of you will betray me. That line, when I was thinking about preaching today, that line hit me hard. And the more I thought about it, the more I begin to see that this story, which I've heard so many times, this story is not at its core a story about Jesus. I mean, it is about Jesus. He's the main character, I guess you would say. But the driving force of the story is us. This is a story about us, about humanity. You've likely heard me say this before, but I used to drive my kids crazy asking them after they'd read a book or seen a movie, what is it about? And usually they would start telling me the plot, and I would say, no, I don't care what happened in the story. I want to know what it's about. That's what I'm most interested in. I think maybe it's a unique sickness that a lot of pastors have. I mean, it's not uncommon for a pastor to, for example, come out of a Marvel comic book superhero movie and immediately call another pastor and say, have you seen it? It was amazing. It was about the good news of the forgiving victim who destabilizes the sacred power structures in order to bring freedom and grace. It's true, isn't it? Well, today, this time, through the passion of Jesus, according to Mark, what hit me, which I'm not sure I've ever seen before, was this. This story, all the way through, this story of Jesus' passion, it's all, almost every single moment, summed up in that one phrase. This one phrase that reveals what the story is about. I assure you that one of you will betray me. That's what the story's about. It's a story about betrayal. These words near the beginning of the part we read today are more like a statement of universal truth than a literal truth, because clearly by the end of the story, one of them didn't betray him. Every single one in the story betrays Jesus. Just until the point where we stopped reading, just after that, there are some holy, faith-empowered women who stand by Jesus to the end. And there's Joseph from Arimathea who puts Jesus' body in a tomb. But this central core part of the story is about Jesus dying. Why? Because he was betrayed, abandoned, denied, scorned, tortured, murdered. He was betrayed by everyone in the story. That's what it's about. About the failure of our love. The failure of our compassion. The failure of our empathy for others. Jesus died because humanity, again and again, always does this. We destroy one another out of fear. Judas handed Jesus over to the soldiers. Peter, to save his own skin, pretended he didn't know Jesus. The rest of the disciples stumbled away into the darkness, fleeing in fear. The religious council, having seen the crowds waving the palms and having heard them shouting Jesus' name, they were in terror that they were going to lose their positions of power, authority, prestige, so they dragged him to Pilate, claiming that he wanted to overthrow the Caesar. Pilate gave in to an angry mob. He couldn't risk a report going back to the emperor that he couldn't control these people in this region Caesar sent him to subdue. The soldiers just wanted a laugh, a little fun, bullying yet another political prisoner. Wasn't that their job? To make an example of yet one more lowlife who threatened the peace of Rome? Every person in the story, the crowds that shouted Hosanna a few days before, now shouting Hosanna. crucify him. Jesus came to announce the reign of God. Jesus came to bring hope to the downtrodden, the oppressed, the sick, and the poor. Jesus came to announce a new way forward, the power of God to tear down evil, heal the broken, bring mercy and peace and grace, and the world, humanity. This story tells us we did to him exactly what we do time and again throughout all of history, what we do to one another. We betrayed him out of fear. That is what the story's about. That's what our annual observance of this Sunday of the Passion, this Holy Week, the 3 days, is about. Jesus died because of our sin, died on account of our sin. Now, I know that we often say Jesus died for our sin, but I'll be honest, I don't think that way of saying it squares up with this story in Mark. Jesus died because humanity is sinful. The people in today's reading did Jesus in, because that's what we do when fear controls us. Fear of harm, fear of death, fear of losing power, fear of losing control, fear of others turns us against one another. And we do one another in, just like the gospel story tells us was done to Jesus. But then there's the good news. The good news of this story. The good news is that God, in Jesus, laid down his glory, his power, his might, and let us do this horrible thing to God's own self. Why? In order to free us from the fear that drives us to do this. Jesus lays down his life, allows himself to be arrested, falsely accused, doesn't even respond to the charges, tortured, killed. He allows this to show us that the powers of fear, betrayal, abandonment, denial, hatred, violence do not have the final word, because in his resurrection it is revealed that the power of mercy, the power of life, the power of love, that is the power of God, destroys the power of death. This is the good news. Jesus submitted himself to the power of sin, the power of fear, which leads to death and destruction, in order to free us from that very power, to change our way, to change what is possible, to change hearts and minds, to change everything. Amen.